Hi, this is Rachel Mindell, Senior Editor at Submittable. In May of 2020, I interviewed the hosts of the podcast Ear Hustle, Erlen Woods and Nigel Poor, along with Radiotopia Executive Producer Julie Shapiro. This is a clip from our conversation. Ear Hustle focuses on daily realities within the U.S. prison system and also life after incarceration. The show won Radiotopia's PodQuest in 2016, a competition facilitated using Submittable software. We hope you'll check out the full interview at blog.submittable.com and find out more about Ear Hustle at earhustlesq.com. Thanks for listening. You won the PodQuest. How has the show evolved since that first episode? How did the support that you received help you take it to the level that you did?
Oh, there's so much to say about that. Well, first of all, when we won the PodQuest, we got some money and that enabled us to buy new equipment to bring inside the prison. So with that startup money, we got new computers, we got new recording equipment, we got Pro Tools, and we were able to make our inside studio pretty great. I mean, not, I don't think just great for prison, but we had really nice equipment because of the support from Radiotopia. But that also meant we had to learn like how to use Pro Tools, go from GarageBand to Pro Tools. And again, that's where Erlen stepped in because he had the patience to learn it all. And I mean, just so much changed. The podcast became popular so quickly. I don't know. I mean, sometimes
it was probably different outside than inside, because as the podcast got popular outside, on the inside, as far as us, we were prisoners. Mm-hmm. We really didn't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like we like Nigel would definitely bring in like comments and, you know, how many downloads has been. And to us in there, we don't, you know, hey.
We try to have a lot of context to understand this.
We don't, you know, there's nothing to weigh that up against, you know. Yeah. And then also being a podcast or something that's inside of a prison, and you only thing like we deal with is closed circuit television, basically. You know, we don't deal with internet, we don't deal with none of that. When the computers come in, whatever form they come in, that's how they stay until their duration. You know, you don't hook them up and update them, you don't do none of that. So
definitely. Yeah. I mean, I wonder, Erlen, I wonder if it started to make a difference when all of a sudden people started coming in to interview us? Like, good morning. Was it like Ted Koppel and the Today Show? And like all of a sudden all these journalists were wanting to come in. That had to signal that something big was happening, right?
But I think we definitely could see it, but being that I guess we couldn't really see it outside of, we went from, I think this was the test. This showed everything. We went from a tour that used to always Sam Robinson do tours that come through the prison. They used to just pass us up. Then they wanted to come directly to us and pass everything up, and that never stopped. That became the new staple. Like we was nothing on that tour, but then we became the tour.
Yeah, that's true.
Like everybody wanted to come see Ear Hustle. So that was. That's when it was like, okay, they kind of like this out there.
I'll say from the Radiotopia perspective, we were able to, you know, everyone in the network was so excited about the show that there was no trouble getting everyone on board to help launch it. In fact, almost every show in the network created an episode around the theme of doing time, which was a way that we could welcome the show into the network, not by telling prison stories each, you know, it wasn't that they all told prison stories, they interpreted that theme loosely. And we were able to curate a collection of stories kind of in honor of the show starting. And it just speaks to how much appreciation everyone, you know, throughout Radiotopia and PRX had for what the show was, with the ambition of the show and what everyone wanted to do. And then objectively, it really helped because that was like a lot of people mentioning it to a lot of their listeners. And so this momentum started to build and the press came to us. I mean, I will say we've have done very little outward pushing of the show. We haven't had time to because we're so busy fielding the inbound requests all the time and keeping the show going. But from a, you know, from a network point of view, it was pretty special and unique to see the success from the jump so quickly. And, you know, and then it's just held on to that. It was one of the biggest shows in the network and it gets so much public praise all the time. You know, it's literally a full-time job to just to stay on top of that and be responsive.
I mean, as the show's grown, the team has grown, it's gotten way more complicated to put it together, but it definitely started with a very humble idea and humble technology, humble computers. I mean, this is a pretty funny image to me. When we were doing the contest, we had to have a phone call with Julie and some other people. I can't remember everyone who was on the call from Radiotopia and PRX. And inside, guys inside can't really touch phones, but we had to have a group call with Erlon, Antoine Williams, who is the other person that started the podcast with us, and Lieutenant Sam Robinson, who okays all of the stories. And I think it was the interview that was going to take us from 10 people down to 4, I'm pretty sure. And so we had to arrange, you know, East Coast, West Coast, to have this cell phone call. And so it was very tense. We had to meet Lieutenant Robinson up in the chapel. I think it was like a 1 o'clock phone call. And as we were going up there, an alarm went off inside the prison, which means that everyone has to sit down and you can't move. So I was just like sweating it if we were going to get to the call or not. Miraculously, the alarm lifted. We were able to get to the call. Lieutenant Robinson showed up. He opened up his cell phone. We were all sitting in folding metal chairs. And he put his cell phone down on a folding metal chair, and we all had to just like lean in and talk because none of us could actually touch the phone. And we had like a great, I don't know, almost an hour conversation about Ear Hustle, but in a very kind of humble surroundings with very minimal technology. But it
and
worked.
Not knowing about technology, I realize now that we really didn't have to lean in. We could have sat back. And, you know what I'm saying?
But the picture, we're all like about 3 inches away from the phone.